Craig Jennings worked in the rehab on Tuesday. Didn't go as well as we would have hoped. He had some more testing done yesterday, so he was in the rehab today. I have not had a chance to talk to Greg or the training staff. So, but it is Wednesday on a normal week, so we'll see what happens.
Mike, you sounded a little concerned about it, though, in that thing you did on Sirius. I mean,
it wasn't what we expected Tuesday when we went down to the practice. So we were going to warm him up, rehab him before practice, and hopefully have him do some work on the practice field. And we didn't get to that. So, like I said, maybe we were a little bit too optimistic, and he's not quite where we'd hoped he'd be by now. So. But he wants to go, and but just being smart.
Any concern with Cobb or Sitton?
No, Randall practiced today, and did the things that he needed to do. Joss really had a knee bruise in Tuesday's practice, but he was limited. I expect them to be okay by Monday.
Can you talk about your special teams and how they've kind of in the last year or two gone from maybe an area of concern to an area of real strength?
Well, I think that the whole dynamics of our special teams room has changed, particularly from our first couple years. We had a group of older players and an influx of younger players, and probably wasn't the mix that we were quite looking for. And now that we've had younger players that have been able to grow through special teams and continue to mix in the younger players, the rookies coming in. I really like the way this group has grown the last couple of years. We changed a number of things about 3 years back as far as our playbook, our approach, our philosophy. Sean and I had a chance to sit down in one off season and just kind of changed a number of things the way we go about it. So, and Sean Slocum and Chad Morton have done a great job coaching that group, and it's been fun to watch them grow. And I clearly think it's going to be our best year in my time here.
How important is continuity and consistency in terms of just like coaching and approach and everything?
Well, continuity and consistency is definitely important from coaching or playing. But as we all know, special teams is the one group that has the most change year in and year out. So. Once again, we have some younger players that have established themselves there, especially last year. And then the rookie class is definitely helping this year. Watching Sean now implement his plan, he was the assistant coach here for the first couple of years. It's been fun to watch it develop. So, like I said, I think we have a chance to have the best group this year in my time here.
Mike, what's your take on Russell Wilson and what's some of the challenges that your defense will have against him?
Well, I mean, I understand the popularity of Russell Wilson in the state of Wisconsin, but I mean, he's a quarterback playing in his third game. He's an athletic player. He looks very comfortable for how young he is. He has command of the offense, but we're looking at the big picture. They do an excellent job running the football, particularly their wide zone scheme is a challenge. They have big splits with their offensive line. They have a premier back in Marshawn Lynch, which is definitely, I think, a focal point for any defense that plays against these guys. So their ability to stay balanced is definitely a strength, and I think it really fits Russell's game because he plays very well in the pocket, plays well outside the pocket. So it's important for us to recognize that, but I'd have to say that this group, their offense starts with the run and the action passing game.
Nick Berry appeared to have a heavy wrap or a cast on his wrist. Do you expect that to affect how he can get after the quarterback?
No, Nick's been practicing. It's part of the path of a NFL season. So he practiced again today, and I expect him to play Monday.
Mike, when it comes to home field advantages, where is Seattle's in the league?
Well, I think Seattle clearly has one of the top home field advantages, and anybody that's competed there, I think would agree. Just their sound system and the design of the stadium, it's extremely loud. They're on the field, crowd noise is has to be one of the tops in the league, no doubt. So we've been practicing with the crowd noise more than normal because we haven't played, we haven't played on the road since Cincinnati preseason week three. So something that we're going to have to get ready for and be ready to, to deal with.
Mike, what's the toughest part of playing Sunday, then Thursday, then Monday? After this, it's all Sundays.
Well, the toughest part is really your personal life. Remember what hell day it is, really, in the real world. But, today is a Wednesday for us. So we're fortunate as long as we're at work because, everything's on a schedule and we get into a routine and we're able to be on a in-season type practice schedule the last couple of weeks in training camp. So really, the challenge is really not at work. It's really when you leave here.
Seattle's a team that's shown that they want to make it a more methodical game. How important is it to get a fast start and maybe get them out of their comfort zone in the first quarter when they haven't been real successful here?
Well, I mean, if that's their plan, which there's evidence to tell you that they may go that way, that's fine. We have a plan too. It's important for us to play to our game plan, to play to our strengths. More importantly, play fundamentally sound. We're going up there to win the game and grow as a football team. Those are our two objectives, and we'll stay focused on that.
What do you think about their secondary, in particular their cornerbacks have kind of rare size.
Yeah, it's a good secondary. I mean, I had a chance to be around a couple of those guys down at the Pro Bowl. So you always have a chance to get a closer look at players in that setting when you spend a week with those guys. So I think they really exemplify their defense. They get up and challenge you, whether they're playing off or they're playing bump. They do a good job squeezing routes. They're very active. So they definitely challenge us, so it's a very aggressive defense.
Mike, knowing how much you hate drama, what do you do when something crops up like it did this week outside the locker room, something that gets a lot of media attention? What do you kind of do in terms of just facing it head on and talking about it, or do you just sort of ignore it?
What do we got? I mean, what's
the stuff with Finley's agent talking about Rodgers?
Well, to me, that's not something that's – I don't really get involved in ignorant comments on social media. Right? I mean, that is not a locker room issue in my view. We spend a lot of time talking about the culture and, more importantly, what goes on in the health of our locker room. I feel strongly that we have a very healthy locker room. So that's something that hasn't been discussed.
One more.
Thank you, sir, about their power running game. How do you feel?
Oh, sorry, Tom, was the first part of your question?
You talked about their running game being so important to stop that first. Between Pickett and Raji, where do you think you've kind of developed in terms of your run defense with those two guys?
Well, I think really, if you talk about Pickett and Beasley, I think they're excellent run players, number one. But really, I think our diversity as a defensive line is going to help us play particularly against this the Seattle offense because their ability to take the big splits and go with the wide zone scheme and also have the power play, the pattern scheme is something that one body type fits one versus the other. So I mean we understand the stress point of that, but it starts with the run and one of our focuses coming out of the 2 week self scout is the fact of winning the rundown. So regardless of who we were playing this week, that would be our focus. And we feel that that may be a starting point in Monday's game.